Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal life. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming. We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us. Okay. All right. Just making sure.
What is up, y'all? It is your girl, Drea K, and we are back with another episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. I've been slipping on the good news segments. I really have, but it's a lot, okay? It's just a lot to do. But what has been needing to be said, it just needs to get to the point, and that's just how the episodes are running lately. So if you can probably tell by the title of this episode, we are getting into it, okay? I'm a little, I don't know. Like, I just feel something. I just feel something on this episode. I feel something on the YouTube video that I just uploaded of the TikTok live that I did last night on this specific topic. I was literally riding in my car last night at like 9 or 10 o'clock, and I put my prophetic worship music on, and I just started going, right? Started praying and speaking in tongues, and the Holy Spirit literally told me to pull over and get the TikTok going. So today's episode is going to be all about the counterfeit. I myself, if you probably can't tell by now, season 5, if you've been rocking with me since the beginning, you probably could tell. I haven't said this publicly or acknowledged it publicly, but if you haven't figured it out by now, your girl, Drea K, the host of this Living in Pursuit podcast, the anointed one, the prophetess herself, the woman who speaks and says what thus said the Lord, like, I myself have been a victim of the counterfeit. And if you all don't know what the counterfeit is, the Google definition of a counterfeit is made in exact imitation of something valuable or important with the intention to deceive or defraud. My God. In Christian terms, the counterfeit is any relationship, opportunity, or friendship that is not sent from God, but disguises itself as being sent from God. So this could be an angel of light. This can literally be, or this literally is, someone or something sent from the devil, our adversary, the devil, our enemy, the devil, to get us off track of where God is taking us, to literally detour us and detach us from the will of God, to ultimately bring us back into the wilderness, to bring us back into oppression, into bondage, to get us out of alignment with our assignment. I have dealt with this, not even this past relationship, but I've always found myself in a counterfeit, an intimate counterfeit romantic relationship with someone who I thought was good for me, someone who I loved, someone who I thought I loved, someone who was literally sent from the enemy to keep me from identifying my purpose in God. Someone who would distract me for years. Someone who I would become attached to, someone who I would become, or someone who I would make an idol out of. My God, always made relationships. I've always made idols out of relationships. And that's for a number of reasons, and we're going to get into that. But we're talking about the counterfeit on today. I know a lot of you have been dealing with this. The counterfeit can be someone from your past that you think and are believing in God to change. And in this episode, we're going to uncover the lies and the deceit of the enemy. So grab you some tissues. It's a heavy one, okay? Make sure you share this podcast episode with a friend. Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like I said, I did a video to this on last night. It's about 45, 46 minutes long. And mind you, it would have been longer had my internet stopped working. Like, I literally tried to go on Instagram and do this Instagram live. I tried to do it on TikTok live, but the devil was extra, extra, extra mad about this message getting out. And on that TikTok live, when the internet just miraculously started working, right? You know, that's just the way God does things. But when it stopped messing up and stopped interfering with the message, it was so many people on that live. Like, it was about almost like 100 people on that live, literally just engaging in the conversation and telling me their testimonies. This just happened to me. Oh my God, this is happening to me right now. Oh my God, you are speaking to me. Oh my God, speak, Holy Spirit, speak. And so I have the assignment today. Really, this has always been my assignment, but my assignment today is to usher you into freedom, is to literally uncover this mask that this person or that this spirit has been operating in. And I know that you think, oh, it's no way that the enemy can be using this person. It's no way that this person can have a Jezebelic spirit. It's no way. That somebody I had a child with can be operating in such demonic forces. It's just no way. But like I said, we're going to talk about that. And one last instruction. If you haven't already signed up for the 5-day breakthrough challenge happening on next week, May 9th through May 13th, please sign up. The information is in the show notes. It's on my website, livinginpursuit.org, as well as all of my social media platforms in the link in my bio. And also, if you just want to go ahead and skip the 5-day challenge and go straight into enrollment into my 21-day discipline bootcamp coaching program, I have a section in this program, in this 21-day bootcamp, specifically on how to deal with the counterfeit and how to discipline yourself against the counterfeit, against the attack and the enemy. So all of that information is on my my website, again, livinginpursuit.org. And yeah, we're just going to go ahead and jump into this episode. I may have mentioned this on a podcast in a previous episode, but I can't remember which episode it was. But I mentioned that I had a dream, and I dream a lot. And so I had a dream, and I remember that I was sitting down with this person, the counterfeit, and I couldn't see their face, but I knew it was them because of their body and their build. So they're sitting next to me, and he has his arm around me, and we're just laughing and joking and all of those things. All of a sudden, I get a phone call, and it was a FaceTime. And for some reason, it was from a very popular prophet of God, or apostle, you want to say. And it was crazy because, you know, sometimes in dreams, God can just use anybody as a representation, right? And so this person, they had FaceTimed me, and I literally answered the phone while I was sitting down with this person. I answered the phone, and the first thing that came out of their mouth was, you're being deceived. And I didn't know what they were talking about. And so I hung up the phone because they started like going to like a service or something like that. And I just hung up the phone and the dream went on and so forth. And so I didn't know what this dream meant, but I kind of just forgot about that part. Of course, in my ignorance, I forgot about that part. But now that God has literally like given me valid revelation and representation of what that dream meant, now I know what he was talking about. And so let's just get into the counterfeit, what the counterfeit is. The counterfeit is a spirit. A lot of you call the spirit a narcissist, but the narcissist is operating in a very demonic spirit. It's most of the time it's a spirit of rejection, a monitoring spirit, someone who only wants to take from you and use it for themselves, someone who comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Who does that sound like? Its ultimate goal is to take you back to the wilderness. So I'm on the phone with the counterfeit, and I'm gonna just call him the counterfeit, like whatever. I'm on the phone the other night, and the Lord brought me back to Psalms 37:4. And I had been, like I told y'all in one of the previous episodes, I've been in Psalms a lot lately. And I've also been just singing this song from my past childhood in my church. Delight thyself in the Lord and he will give you the, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Even though sometimes we stumble, even though sometimes we fall. And so the verse, it literally says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. And so I'm on the phone with this person and that scripture comes to mind. I end up looking up what the word delight means. And it literally means to please. Mind you, I'm on the phone with this counterfeit because in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, this must be his season of redemption. This must be the opportunity where I could minister to him. This must be my opportunity to allow him to see God through me. This must be an opportunity for me to minister to somebody, to disciple somebody, to bring somebody closer to God, right? Like picking up an assignment that was never meant to be my assignment, right? And so that's what I meant by counterfeits becoming the opportunity as well. So yeah, I'm on the phone with them and I look up the word delight and it literally means to please and find like great pleasure in. And so I start asking myself, like, how do I please God? And it made me think of the scripture, Hebrews 11:6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. And so I'm ministering. I'm in the spirit. I'm like, okay, Lord, use me. Use me, Lord. And so from that verse, I concluded, okay, to please God, I have to have faith and not doubt. I have to submit my life to him. I have to submit desires to him and don't worship idols. You know, live a life that's pleasing to him. Abide in him. Abide by his rules, his teachings. Dwell in the secret place. Abstain from sex and sexual immorality. You know, the simple things in life. And so he brought me to Psalms 19:14, which says, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. And so I'm like, okay, bet. Let my words and my mouth be a meditation, be the meditation of my heart to please you. Okay, watch my words. All right, boom. And so then I got to thinking, well, how do I not please God? Like, what is not pleasing to God? And so he brought me to Romans 8:8. I'm still on the phone with this person, y'all, by the way. And I'm getting this revelation, thinking that the revelation is for that person. And it's really revelation for me. And so Romans 8:8 literally says, those who live in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. And so I'm like, ooh, bet this is good. Ooh, this person gonna change. Ooh, they gonna get this revelation tonight. Ooh, And so as God has been revealing this thing to me the last couple of days, I realized and I noticed God has been speaking the whole time concerning this issue. He's been warning us the whole time that this was coming. But while in our flesh, while in our loneliness, while in our impatience, we didn't see this attack coming and we got swallowed up into it. And so when I think about one of the warnings that God gave me, it was literally the warning that he said, there's a big decision that's going to have to come within the next couple of days or the next couple of weeks. There's a big opportunity. It's on my YouTube channel and my TikTok. I think I got like a green sweatshirt on and it said like choose ye this day or make a decision, right? I think it's called Make a Decision. And it literally was telling me Galatians 5:5, telling me the difference between living in your spirit and living in your flesh. And this is something that we know. God has been literally showing me revelation after revelation about Galatians 5 and the fruits of the Spirit. And so in that message, in that particular message, he was literally telling me that there's going to be a decision that comes up where you're going to have to make the decision in your flesh or in your spirit. I also had another message. My God, he talking. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just, this ain't even in my notes, but come on, Holy Spirit. The message that I gave as well, choose the right path, which is on my TikTok and my YouTube and also a previous episode, choose the right path, literally talking about relationships. But it's crazy because at that time that he gave me this word, at that time that he gave me that revelation, this counterfeit had not come back into my life yet. And so I'm thinking, you know, okay, well, I'm going to just have to watch out when I start dating. When this person does present themselves, I'm going to just have to, you know, I'm going to just have to look out. And, you know, I'm taking that warning and I'm not really taking heed to it. I'm just like, oh, okay, God, I bet. And so all yesterday I had just like spent some time with God at the park. And he has been like, me and him and I have been analyzing the different ways that I have been operating in my flesh when it comes to this particular person. And he really just revealed to me that you've been in your feelings. You've been in your feelings. You haven't been patient. You haven't been waiting on me. The reason you weren't able to truly hear from me is because you've stepped outside of my will. And now I had to take my hand of protection off of you because you started worshiping an idol. You started worshiping something else that I already saved you from. You started serving another God, the God of your emotions, the God of your feelings, the God of your frustration. You literally allowed the counterfeit to slip back in because you hadn't completely closed that door. You left a crack in it. And so anytime he felt as if it was a great opportunity to come, anytime the devil sensed that the Lord was about to do something big in my life, what do you know? Here comes the counterfeit. And that's the biggest way for the devil to get you off course, to get to your heart. To get to your heart, to use the people closest to you. This is the devil's agenda, right? To block and stop God's will for your life, to detour you and take you back to the wilderness, like we said earlier, back to bondage, to shift your focus away from God and back onto an idol God already revealed to you. You've just been ignorant and forgetting all that God has taught you, all that God has said to you, all that God has revealed to you, all of your notes, all of your journaling, everything God told you a year ago, everything God told you 2 years ago, but because you've been in your flesh and you've been unable to identify that you've been operating in your emotions and not your spirit, you've been bypassing this attack, calling it God, thinking that, oh, this must be the opportunity that God is going to use our story for his glory. And that's not God's will. So the enemy literally senses when God is about to do something big in your life, when you're about to get free from lust and perversion, when you're about to get free from bondage, when you're about to just operate and move into your purpose, move into your promised land, right? So the devil literally says, oh no, she too close. Oh no, he too close. I gotta send the counterfeit. I have to send somebody back into their life that they would easily be deceived by. Because like I said earlier, we don't ever want to think that somebody we love or somebody that we love, somebody that we were in a previous relationship, somebody that fathers our children, somebody that mothers our children, we don't ever want to believe that the enemy can use them in such a way, right? So the devil literally says to himself, let me go ahead and just send a counterfeit. Because she's always been deceived in this way. I can always get to her heart. I can always get through this crack in the door. And so in your vulnerability, in your impatience, the devil literally says, okay, you praying to God. I hear you praying to God. And I see that you're still wanting to be married. I see that that's a desire of your heart. Let me manipulate that desire of your heart. And let me send you this man. This man I have for you. He don't pray. He don't watch sermons. He don't truly have a relationship with God. He can't ever get consistent or stay consistent. He's controlled by his flesh and what he wants to do. Thus, he would make you fall into your flesh. Like he will manipulate you so that you can get back into your flesh. Right. Okay. He's not concerned at all about you and your feelings or your values. He does not show an ounce of empathy for anything that you're doing. As a matter of fact, he's comfortable with putting his burdens onto you and allowing you to speak life into him. But he gets very uncomfortable when you try to put your burdens on him and expect the same love and same respect and dedication in return. Right. So as long as he's satisfied by what you can give him, he's cool. The devil's literally saying, okay, bet, how else can I deceive her? Oh, okay, I can send her this man. This one, he's not chasing after purpose or seeking God for his life. He's being guided by his flesh as well and the world's standards. But he does take you out on dates. He does call you and sit on the phone with you with no real intention of carrying on a conversation. He'd rather you do all the work for him. He'd rather use you in any way he can so he won't have to take responsibility for his actions as a man or grow. And then he like, okay, boom, how else can I deceive her? How else can I deceive? Okay, let me send her this one. This one that the devil has for you, he'll cheat on you, but he'll still come home at night. Because he know where he's living, where he's currently living. He know that them people don't play with him like that. So he come trying to play with you like that. And because you're just a nice person and because you're just loving and because God calls us to love our enemies and God calls us to be loving towards people, we become too loving and too open to helping people. We become too nice. And so that's another opportunity for the devil to send you another counterfeit. Now this one, like I said, he gonna cheat on you, but he's still gonna come home. He uses your car, doesn't put gas in it. He'll ultimately be the least concerned about you and the most concerned about himself. He'll take his time to come to your aid if you ever get into trouble. He'll always make it known that you are an inconvenience to his lifestyle or time. He'll also play the part like he loves you, but after a while, you'll see his true colors once you don't give him what he wants. He'll pay attention to you only when others aren't paying attention to him. He'll give you money every now and then. He'll make all types of excuses as to why he can't progress or do better in life. He'll try to manipulate your relationship with God and try to get you to sin. He'll say stuff like, man, you got desires too. I know you horny too, man. He'll start trying to remind you of what it was like to have sex with him, bringing up old memories between you and him, y'all's intimate time, putting you in remembrance of who you used to be, what you used to do, what God freed you from. He's trying to put you in remembrance of that so you can fall to temptation again. Right. He'll also say things like, man, being celibate don't work. Humans are wired to have sex. This is how I connect with you. This is how I feel close to you. This is how I'm affirmed by you. If you have sex with me, I'm a man. I have needs. Well, I really just want to have sex with you, but if I have to, I'll go and have sex with somebody else, thus putting pressure on you. Who am I talking to? He'll get you out your panties, and then the next day, the next hour, he'll act as if he's so busy. He'll act as if he has so much to do afterwards. Man, I feel something on this episode right here. I feel somebody screaming at me. Like, like he gonna get you out them draws, sis. But how does he act afterwards? How's he acting towards you the next day? Is he still calling you? Is he still being consistent in the things that he says? Has he initiated another date? Has he called you and checked on you? Has he showed any interest after the fact? Or does he take 2 weeks to call you back and come crawling back because he wants more? He comes up with some type of excuse as to why he hasn't been calling you. Oh, I just been going through it. Oh, I'm just lost in life. Oh, you know, I just been, you know, going through a lot. I ain't been wanting to talk to nobody. I just been isolating myself. Bet. Some of you have even started to try to manipulate your prayers. Like operating in straight witchcraft. God, if it's in your will, change him for me. Change his heart for me. Make him better for me. Like, you're not even concerned about him as a person or a child of God. Your selfish desires make you pray for him out of lack of what you don't even have or what you don't see in him. You start treating God as your genie because you don't. You start treating God as your genie because you don't want to wait for the real thing. You'd rather work with what you got. Or what you can actually see in front of you. You don't want to walk by faith anymore. You want to walk by sight. You're actually settling based off of what's available right now. Based off of your level of vulnerability. Based off your level of uncomfortability, I should say. Based on your level of loneliness. Based on how your season is going. Based on how your dating life is going. Based on how your frustration with God is going. We ain't make it to the promised land yet, Lord. I've been doing all of this and doing all of that. You haven't presented my husband yet? Really? I'm over here waiting. I'm getting impatient, Lord. Boom. There go the counterfeit. A lot of you have been confused messing with this person. Like, this person literally transforms your mood, always leaves you guessing of y'all's relationship or status, always has you guessing how he or she feels about you, always has you wondering, well, are they really honestly just going through something, or are they just having a bad day? Is this how they really are, or is they, you know, did something just happen? Well, they were treating me good one day, now the next they're just acting like they hate me. Now they're rejecting me. Now they're making me feel, like how I felt when I was a little girl, when people was rejecting me then. Now what he's doing to me, what she's doing to me, is bringing up all of these memories of all of these other men and all of these other women that have rejected me in my dating life thus far. Now this spirit is coming back to remind me of my past. Just because this person did something. just because this person said something, just because this person didn't do something or didn't say something. Now you're in this tumble of confusion, going back and forth, back and forth. Is this from God? Is this not from God? Is this from God? Is this from the devil? Is this from God? Is this from the devil? Is this me? Is this God? Is this me? Does he really love me? Is he just having a bad day? Another thing that's been happening to you all is you've been getting fake confirmation. Andrea, what do you mean? When you think this man or woman is from God, your ears start itching. Didn't the Lord remind us of that last season? Oh, but we weren't even talking about relationships then because the counterfeit hadn't come yet. But now that the counterfeit has come, we done forgot about what God had told us about our ears itching. Okay, every word that's about kingdom spouses, kingdom marriages, your husband's on the way, your kingdom spouse is on the way. Every word about relationships, you tune your ear to. And that's all you've been listening for. Thus, bringing you farther and farther away from the truth. Like, you're then led to these videos on YouTube of these fake prophets and fake evangelists who got a word from God telling you that you're about to get married. And you start believing what they say over what God is trying to do in your life. God got you focused on purpose. God got you focused on the promised land. He ain't say nothing about no relationship. He already pruned in your heart patience. He already had been developing this fruit of the spirit with patience in this area. But all of a sudden, these videos just start popping up on your timeline. And you're like, is the Lord trying to talk to me? Is the Lord trying to say something to me? If he ain't say that in your quiet time, what makes you think he gonna say that? Okay. If he didn't tell you that first, then it's not confirmation. See, what happens is our itching ears, we get on YouTube, we start, and it don't even have to pertain to relationships. We get on YouTube looking and searching for a word and then bringing it back to God for him to confirm it. But that's not how that work, baby. God tells you something in secret. He reveals to you the secret things, the hidden things that are in his heart. He reveals that to you in the secret place. When you dwell and abide in the Lord, when you delight yourself in him, that's when he tells you stuff like that. Not the internet, not YouTube, not TikTok. Anything that God tells you and you see a video about it or you listen to something about it, it should only confirm what he already said. Meanwhile, the actual confirmation messages are getting skipped over because you've been convinced, like you've convinced yourself that this may be the one. So you shut out all options and turn your ears off from God. God is trying to help you. He's trying to give you confirmation. He's trying to remind you of what he told you a year ago. He's trying to remind you of what he told you 2 years ago. He's trying to bring you back to those journal notes. He's trying to bring you back to your phone notes. He's trying to bring you back to the scriptures that he used to confirm that this person wasn't the one. But you done turned your ears off. Meanwhile, God is giving you dreams. You've been having dreams about this person cheating on you or leaving you or treating you badly, and you wake up rebuking the devil. What? The whole time God is showing you he or she is not the one. Now, all dreams don't mean anything. Like, some of them are out of fear or traumatic experience that has consciously or that has leaped into your subconscious mind. But pay close attention to the dreams about this particular person. If they're treating you bad in your dreams, what does that mean? If they're treating you bad in your dreams, if they're treating you bad while you're awake, when you're with them, what does that mean? Another part of the fake confirmation. Did y'all forget that the devil knows scripture as well? So he's been using scripture against you to pour into this person, this spirit. He's been making you cast your pearls onto swine. Andrea, where is that from? Matthew chapter 7, verse 6. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. Y'all remember what happened in Acts? I can't remember if it was Peter and John and Paul, or if it was just Paul. I can't remember if it was just one or the other or both. But it's literally a story in Acts that talks about how the disciples and the apostles were literally casting demons out of people. But then the counterfeit came along, my God, trying to cast demons out of other people too. But when they tried to do it, the demons spoke back to them and said, I don't even know who you are. Who are you? What power is this? You didn't do nothing with that little prayer. You didn't do nothing with that little rebuke. Who are you? Paul, we know. Jesus, we know. Who are you? And as soon as that person, the counterfeit, tried to rebuke and tried to cast out the demons, he got ate up. Them demons literally gave it, the Bible said the demons literally gave them such a beating. Like a beating. Man, when you look, that confirms the wrong assignment right there. If you trying to cast demons out of somebody and you trying to pour into somebody and they literally eating you up, ain't nothing working. That ain't your assignment, baby. That's not your assignment. That's not your job. Your assignment is you. Literally, I was watching a video yesterday. I forgot her name, Shantia. Her name is Shantia on YouTube. Like, I literally was watching a video from her yesterday. She literally confirmed and said, or the Holy Spirit confirmed through her. And she said, your assignment is you, not them. And I screamed at the top of my lungs because I was like, Lord, you're right. And so Matthew, that verse came from Matthew chapter 7, verse 6. In knowing this, they can confirm some things that God has said to you on a subject, but let's not forget, God used an ass. Okay? He used an ass to talk to Balaam in Numbers chapter 22, verse 21 through 39. Verse 28 in particular, it says, then the Lord opened the donkey's mouth and it said to Balaam, what have I done to you to make you beat me these three times? Okay, so God can use an ass. He can use a burning bush, hello, to talk to Moses in Exodus 3, starting at verse 3. So God can use anyone he wants to, right? That does not mean that this person, just because they're quoting scriptures, is sent from God. It doesn't mean that this person is actually studying the word. It doesn't mean that this person actually walks with God and knows God. It's just a vessel to try to get through to you. Trying to use that person to get to you. And they real life only know scripture because they remember something that you said to purposefully make you think that they are getting deep in the word. You know, to deceive you. Okay, let's talk about the counterfeits. Let's talk about their characteristics. Okay, so the counterfeit is anyone who you think is sent from God but does not serve him the way you do. And I'm not talking about like task for task, action for action. I'm literally talking about, do they even have a relationship with God? Do they even know how to pray? Do they even know how to find a scripture? Do they even know how to find a Bible? Do they even know who God is? This person hates it when you set boundaries, especially when those boundaries protect your relationship with God but hinder their agenda. They try to manipulate you out of your boundaries. They try to make you think that you're doing the most. Why are we doing it? We ain't never had to do that before. Oh my God, you my baby mama. We ain't never had to do that before. Now you're trying to give me boundaries. Now you're trying to set parameters around me. Now you're trying to protect yourself from me. Like, what the heck? We've been knowing each other for years. Oh my God, I'm your childhood sweetheart. Oh my God, I'm your high school sweetheart. Oh my God. He cuts off any conversation that involves emotion. He shows no sympathy, and this can be a woman too. So they show no sympathy for what you're going through. They see it as an opportunity to make their move. Oh, they vulnerable? They feeling sad right now? Oh, they going through it right now? Bet. Let me give them a shoulder to lean on. Let me give them a handkerchief to cry on. Let me be that person that they need so that I can get what I want and slip in and slip out. Okay? They are literally the complete opposite of who God has for you. This is the thing. This is how you can tell it's a counterfeit as well. The more you spend time with God, the more he shows you that he loves you. The more he shows you that he's faithful. The more he shows you that he's a provider. The more he shows you that he is your strength. If the person that is in your life doesn't protect you, if they don't provide for you in any kind of way, if they don't love you, if they're not genuine to you, if they don't come to your aid, if they don't call you back, if they don't initiate a conversation, if they don't express themselves to you, this person is not sent from God. This man or woman literally persuades you to compromise. This person is the one who takes you away from God. The one who you get so worried and entangled with, but call it discipleship or mentorship, trying to change them. That's what you're ultimately doing. You're trying to change them. You're trying to manipulate your prayers. You're trying to change them and call it discipleship. Well, I'm just being a good disciple. Well, I'm just doing what the Lord told me to do. Stop it. This person acts totally different when they are not around you. They act a certain way when you're around, and they act a different way when you're not around. Like when y'all on the phone, when y'all not around each other, or when they're with their friends, when they're with their colleagues, when they're with another girl. Okay, Destiny Child, say my name, say my name. Okay, anytime you talk about God or self-development, they turn their ears off. Like they are totally uninterested. They aren't interested in serving your God. They've already made it clear who they want to serve. They're good with their sin. They want to live in sin. They don't want to answer to anybody. They want to live life as it comes. They don't want to have a plan. They don't want structure. They don't want to do things God's way. They don't want to do anything the right way. They want to do stuff that is convenient to them and that pleases their flesh. They're comfortable in the world. They're comfortable comparing themselves to other people who are in the world as well, thus getting their identity from. Well, this person got a Rolls Royce. Well, you know, this person in the industry, they making millions of dollars. Well, this person over here, they doing this and they doing that. Okay, but what the words say? Okay, but what did God tell you to do? You out here worrying about Tom, Dick, and Harry. What did God tell you to do? You don't know because you don't know God like that. Oh, okay. So let's talk about God's agenda, God's purpose, God's plan in this whole thing. When you get caught up with the counterfeit, let's talk about God's purpose for this. And somebody asked me this on TikTok Live last night. She literally asked me, why is all of this happening to me? Like, why won't God protect me from all of this? And the Holy Spirit literally started speaking, and he was literally like, how can he protect you when you've made someone else your idol? Come on, Israelites, serving other gods. Come on. Do y'all remember, or do y'all even know, throughout the whole Bible, especially in the book of the prophets, Jeremiah, Joel, Ezekiel, all of these prophets, right? Every single time the Lord wanted to redeem them from their idol worship, every time God led them into a promised land, every time God led them out of the hands of Pharaoh, out of slavery, out of bondage, every time God led them to a safe place, my God, when they got into that safe place, they started worshiping other gods and they forgot about the God that just delivered them, right? And so when God sees this, when God saw that, oh, I brought them into this good place. I provided for them. I've been faithful to them. I've rescued them. I'm trying to redeem them. When God sees that these Israelites have been acting like that, he literally takes his hand of protection off. Like, God literally he removes his hand of protection. He removes, my God, come on, Job. He removes his hedge of protection around you. Don't you remember what the devil asked God about Job? God said, have you considered my servant Job? The devil literally replied, yeah, I've considered him, but you, God, placed a hedge of protection around him and I can't get to him. I'm gonna need you to remove that hand of protection. I'm gonna need you to move that hedge so I can try to get to him. And what God say? All right, bet. So every time the Israelites went into this new place, this safe space, they started worshiping other gods. They started getting caught up in fornication. They started getting caught up in money. They started getting caught up in the idols of this world. Kind of like what we do today. Right. And so God literally removes his hand of protection. And so when she asked me that, I had to literally break this down and explain this to her. And it made me think, why would God protect us from something we chose over him? Like, God literally was like, I can't protect you now. I tried to warn you. I tried to give you warnings. I tried to give you gestures. I tried to give you my word. I tried to keep you in my presence. But you left. You got outside of my will. You went and got in your own will. You went and got in your own flesh. How can I protect you from the enemy now? When you're being disrespectful, when you're being disobedient, how can I protect you now? Don't you all know that God is a jealous God and we shall put no man or no thing above him? He is a jealous God. He loves us that much. But the moment we say, you know what? You know, I'm getting tired of God. I'm just going ahead and do my own thing. God like, oh, really? Bet. I'm going to still protect you from hurt, harm, and danger. I'm going to still let other I'm going to still not let other enemies come up against you. But this idol right here, what you want to worship, what you want me to confirm so bad, what you want to do so bad in your flesh, I'm going to give you over to that. I'm going to let you learn your lesson the hard way. I'm going to discipline you just like this because I love you. The Bible literally says God disciplines those who he loves. So God literally saying, I have to let you learn your lesson. I have to give you some time to come to your senses. I don't know who this is for, but God says, I tried to protect you. I told you to change your number. I told you to block them. I told you to move to this state. I told you to leave this job. I told you to stop entertaining this person or this kind of person. God said, I tried to warn you. You didn't listen. He's been protecting you in multiple ways that you probably aren't even aware of. He's been protecting you. Now, all of a sudden, we like, God, oh, my God, you're really going to just let this happen? Like, why didn't you protect me from the counterfeit? He said, I tried. What happens is when God removes his hand of protection or that hedge of protection around you, that's when the enemy comes in like a flood. That's when the counterfeit comes, right? It's literally a test. Oh my God, it is a test. And if you haven't begun to get mature, spiritually mature, become spiritually mature, you're going to fall to this attack every single time. When you're dealing with this woman or this man, your focus and attention is off God. Now you're worried about what you're going through. Now you're not even worried about your purpose. Now you're not even worried about the promised land. Now you're not even worried about all of the things that God told you last week, this morning, yesterday morning. You're not even worried about that. As soon as this person calls, as soon as this person said, what you doing? Let's go here. Okay. Some of y'all are just like me. It don't take much for somebody to get me out the house. You want to go eat? Sure. Sure. The devil know what you like. The devil know what you like, and he gonna use that person to provide it to you. When you're dealing with this person, you're literally unable to hear from God. You're ignoring signs and red flags because you're so focused on wanting to be right. You don't want to go through that process of waiting and discovering who your kingdom spouse is. So you become attached to the idea that, oh, this might be him. This must be her. You don't even want to go through that process. You're done waiting at this point. And with that, not being able to hear from God, you got to be careful how and when you talk to God while dealing with this counterfeit. Because you'll think God is talking to you and he's not. What do I mean? When you're in sin, disobedience, confusion, worry, doubt, and fear, like when you've become unclean to God, any positive thing that comes to your mind, you automatically assume is God. And God don't dwell in unclean spaces. He don't dwell in chaos. Hello. And you literally like start telling yourself, like you start confirming your own feelings and emotions. Well, this must be God trying to give me peace about the situation. This must be God trying to reassure me. This must be God trying to confirm that this man or woman is for me. The whole time God like, what? I done gave you over to this person temporarily. So I temporarily stopped talking to you. Like when God is angry with us, like he has every right to become silent. And then we want to mistake in that as, oh, God just must be doing a new thing. Oh, God just must be. Oh, God just. And we try to rationalize why God becomes silent. But it literally says in the word. Y'all know what's so crazy? Like, I'm sitting up here trying to remember that scripture where God literally says, I have abandoned you for this time, or I have abandoned you because you had disobeyed me. I abandoned you because of my judgment on you for worshiping these idols, right? And so I'm trying to remember where the scripture was. I'm just surfing through my Bible just now, and the Holy Spirit just placed it on my mind. You did a video about this a year ago. Go on your Instagram and look at the video. It's literally called, what's this video called? The weapons you formed against yourself will not prosper. And I was coming to Isaiah 54, and I knew that it was in Isaiah. And I'm sitting up here looking at the video. I'm listening to everything that I was saying, and I'm like, wow. Anyway, I need to rebuke myself. Anyway, Isaiah 54, verse 7. For a brief moment, this is the Lord talking. For a brief moment, I abandoned you. But with deep compassion, I will bring you back. In a surge of anger, I hid my face from you for a moment. But with everlasting kindness, I will have compassion on you, says the Lord, your Redeemer. The Lord said he is going to redeem you. Like, he's literally, like, He ain't mad no more. He wants to get you free from this counterfeit. He wants to get you free from this temptation and this lust that you keep dwelling in, that you keep falling to. He wants to redeem you. But for a little while, he had to let you learn that lesson. For a little while, he had to take his hand of protection off of you. For a little while, he has to discipline you in his anger. What you do when you make your earthly father mad? He disciplined you, right? He put you on punishment, right? What the punishment be, like 2 weeks? God literally saying, for those of you who are still chasing after this counterfeit, who are still entertaining this counterfeit, I have to discipline you, sweetheart. I'm going to have to discipline you. That's why I've been silent. That's why I've turned my face from you. I've still been talking to you about your purpose. I've still been trying to get you to the promised land. But in this regard, to this man, to this woman that you fooling with, this counterfeit, I got to turn my face away from you. But the Lord wants to redeem you. I literally heard this in my spirit this morning. And y'all, this is new revelation as I'm talking to y'all right now. I literally just went to that scripture just now. But this morning, as God woke me up at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, like just really helping me to understand the counterfeit, helping, giving me strategy about the counterfeit, giving me characteristics about the counterfeit, really just opening my eyes to what's been happening. 6 o'clock this morning, I started worshiping. I started spending some more time with God. And I woke up and I, you know, came into the kitchen. I got on my computer to outline all of this stuff that I was about to say on the podcast today. And so this morning, I just kept hearing in my spirit the word redeem, 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 redeem. And I had been hearing it, but I haven't been paying attention to it. But this morning, it literally confirmed God wants to redeem you. Literally. Oh, Lord, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me calm down like the Lord. It's a learning process, y'all. Like, this is a lot. I know it's a lot to take in on today, but, you know, we're going to get through it together, okay? Okay, guys. Anyway, I'm jumping ahead of myself because I wanted to save the last part, the redeeming part, at the end of the message. So, I'm going to just jump back into my notes. Okay, so some of you have been wondering, why is it so easy for me to get deceived? Why me? Why me? Why am I always getting deceived by the counterfeit? Why am I always going through these toxic relationships? Why am I always in the middle of some BS, right? Why can't I have real love? Why can't I have my kingdom spouse? Why am I the one waiting, right? And so the Lord literally was just telling me, like, it's because you haven't healed or addressed all of your trauma. Like, you've been in the process of healing and you've addressed some things, but this is not a run. It's not a race. The race is not given to the swift, but to those who can hold out and endure. Come on, Ecclesiastes 9 and 11. Like, you keep thinking that, or we think that we're supposed to have it all together. We think that, we're not, when we come to God, we're not supposed to fall. We're not supposed to make mistakes. We're supposed to be perfect. But honestly, I'm learning to boast in my weaknesses, because whenever God gives me a fresh revelation of something he done already disciplined me for, it literally, like, it's the lesson that I learned. A lot of times we just brush over the word. We get the revelation, or we get a glimpse of what God is trying to tell us, and then it's on to the next thing, on to the next prophetic word, on to the next thing that I need to learn in the Bible. And we don't ruminate. We don't let it marinate enough. And so now I'm learning how to let stuff marinate. Like, be excited to get the word, be excited to get the confirmation, be excited to get the prophetic message, right? But let it sit. Let it sit with you for a while. Let it come into your hearing. Let it come into your heart. Learn from it. Let God finish saying what he wanted to say. A lot of times, like I've said this before, God will give us an inch and we take a mile. Oh, that's what God trying to say. Whole time he at square one talking about some, where have you gone? You're out of my presence. Where are you running to? Come back. I did not tell you to go. I did not give you the pass. I did not say go collect $200. And so I really want y'all to just give yourself some grace on today, right? And so you've been wondering, like, why is this always happening to me? It's because you haven't addressed all of your trauma. A lot of y'all are probably feeling rebuked. Like, I'm not going to lie, like, disappointed in yourself. But like I just said, like, it's a process, okay? It's not an overnight thing. So shut up, devil. You a lie. Whoever is listening to this episode, you can bounce back. All right. Don't beat yourself up. Some of the reasons that God started placing on my heart of why this probably keeps happening to you is you have a fear of being alone for too long. Like, you're okay if it's just a month or 6 months or 7 months. But when it get a year, 2 years, you're like, okay. All right. So you have a fear of being alone for too long. You've been rejected your whole life, especially in relationships. You try to prove yourself to the very people who already painted a negative picture and image of you. And they have convinced themselves that you are one way when really God has been changing you and working on you. But their image of you is just their image of you. Meanwhile, you're fighting in your flesh, trying to prove how worthy you are, trying to prove how different and changed you've become. Oh no, I'm a new creation now, baby. I have to show you what the Lord has done. I have to prove myself to you. Ooh. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And a lot of that, some of that proving to people stuff, it comes in and it's kind of rooted in revenge. Let me entertain this person so that I can prove to them and show them that I'm not as weak as I used to be. That I'm stronger now. That they didn't destroy me. That they didn't take me out. Let me fake prove to them that I'm changed now. That God has literally redeemed me now. Let me prove to them of this. And God's saying, the revenge is mine. Revenge is the Lord's. It's not yours. Take your hand off of it. Literally, take your hand off of it. That's what the Lord is just saying just now. Take your hands off of it. It's not your assignment. Another reason, you've never been the girl or guy who has gotten the type of attention you've always desired. You've always been fooled by the counterfeit, but this time your heart, your time, your body, and your soul were attached for a longer period of time. Like this counterfeit, like this was the one that literally like captured you. Like this is the one that entangled you the most, right? Like you went through every relationship with a counterfeit, same spirit, different person. It followed you. And honestly, you've gotten used to this. So much so that you've begun to think, well, hey, maybe this is all I can get. Maybe this is the type of person I should be with. Maybe this is it for me. Maybe this is who I deserve. Maybe I ain't gonna never find nobody better. I rebuke the spirit of settling right now off of you, right now in the name of Jesus. You are enough. You are worthy. It's not too late for you. It's coming, baby. Just get free. Get free on today. Get free. Choose your freedom on today. Stop allowing that man to treat you any kind of way. Stop allowing him to confuse you. Stop allowing the devil to take you off course. My God. And so some of you are like, okay, well, I've sat with you for an hour, Andrea. You've gotten me together. The Lord has literally thus rebuketh me. And now I'm feeling some type of way and I got to go cry in a corner. But the Lord is my strength. So, you know, I'm going to be fine. But like, what's the solution, girl? And this is the solution. I'm going to leave you with this because I heard this also in my spirit this morning. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. John 14:26-27. Y'all hear my dog outside? Oh my God, rude. God says, you're gonna pass this test. But let this year, let this time be your last time falling for the counterfeit. Let this be the last year you open up that door. Keep it closed. Let this be the last year you get distracted and not be able to hear from him due to your ignorance. Let this be the last year you struggle in the area of relationships. Surrender everything to God. All of your desires, all of your wants, all of your needs. Surrender all of that. Resubmit it back to God. Resurrender it. Even the things that you thought you surrendered, if anything that was said during this podcast episode like stirred up something in you that you didn't even think was there, give that to God too. Like, I pray success over your marriages, over your kingdom spouse. I pray you have patience in this hour. I pray God shows you a little more attention on today. My God. And so going back to the word redeem, because I have this in my notes, I kept hearing the word redeem on this morning. And the word redeem literally means gain or regain possession of something. Compensate for the faults or aspects of something. Then he led me to Psalm 72:14. And y'all, this all happened this morning, right? Psalm 72:14. He will redeem them from oppression and violence, for their lives are precious to him. My God. Psalms 107:2. Has the Lord redeemed you? Then speak out. Tell others he has redeemed you from your enemies. Y'all remember last year in December when God literally told us that 2022 was going to be the year that God gets glory for your story, right? Soon as you get free from this counterfeit, when you don't go back to the wilderness, you'll have a story to tell, a new story to tell. God is going to use you and your story for his glory. You yourself are going to help free other people. My God. God said, you forgot I have come so that you may have life and life more abundantly. You will not die at the hands of the counterfeit, nor the schemes of the enemy. God says you will survive this attack. And you will get back on God's good graces. Repent and come back to him. Turn back to him. I was literally reminded this morning as well, Joel 2:25-33. So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust. My great army, which I sent among you, you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame. Then you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. My people shall never be put to shame. My God. Ooh, that was a whole Selah moment. Like, ooh, can we just let that simmer for a second? My God. Okay. Yeah, I needed that too. Like, I'm probably going to listen to my own episode a couple of times this week just to put me in remembrance of what God did for me, how he saved me from the hands of my enemies, how he gave me this revelation so that I can continue on to the promised land. Last night when I was speaking on TikTok Live, the Lord had reminded me of the message that I gave you all on the podcast, what's the name of it? You're Almost There. Literally talking about Gilgal. How a lot of us feel as though we're in this wilderness, like we're still in the wilderness, ready to get out. A lot of us feel as though, oh my God, God isn't coming through, or God's not doing this, or God's not doing that. If it still feels like I'm in a place of lack. And the Lord literally told me, you're not in the wilderness anymore. I saved you from that. I saved you. Oh, I saved you from your oppression already. For some of y'all been dealing with this counterfeit for years. And although you're not in that toxic relationship anymore, the Lord is reminding you on today, I saved you from that. That was your wilderness. I saved you from that toxic relationship. I've saved you from that wilderness. You're in Gilgal now. Like, you're literally camping outside of the promised land. You're just waiting for me to tell you to go in. You're not in the wilderness anymore, baby. You're in Gilgal. This is a time for you to put God in remembrance of the things that he's done for you. This is a time for you to make memorials. Go back and read Joshua chapter 4 and see what Joshua did, what God told Joshua to do while in Gilgal. He told him to camp out there. Like, you're literally in Gilgal getting strategy from the Lord. He's giving you strategy so that when you do possess the land, you'll know what to do. You're not in the wilderness anymore, baby. Don't let the devil tell you that. You're not in your oppression anymore. You just had a little slip up. You just got deceived. Okay? You're not going back to your wilderness. You're not going back to bondage. I rebuke the counterfeit right now in the name of Jesus. None of y'all, anybody who's listening to me, anybody who's connected to this ministry, y'all are not going back to the wilderness. I'll be damned. Like, we're not going back. We're not going back to the very thing that God saved us from. And so we're getting strategy along with this strategy. I talked to y'all about the 21-day discipline boot camp happening May 16th through June 6th. I literally just put in a module strictly about how to protect yourself and discipline yourself from the counterfeit. God said this is the last year that you get fooled. Like, this is the last time that this attack comes onto you. This is the last thing that the devil tries to use against you. You're going to get disciplined in this area, okay? You're going to learn how to literally commit yourself to the ways of the Lord. You're literally going to put boundaries in place, setting up parameters, not allowing your emotions to overtake you. Yeah, you're going to be fasting and praying with a group of women to help make you stronger. I'm literally was like reminded of Proverbs 11:4. It literally says in the ESV version, it says, where there is no guidance, a people falls. But in an abundance of counselors, there is safety. The NLT version says, without wise leadership, a nation falls. There is safety in having many advisors. And I don't know what y'all assignment is, but for me personally, I have an Isaiah 61 anointing on me. That is my assignment, okay? So I am called to a nation. So if y'all are connected to this podcast, if you're dealing with a counterfeit, if you're dealing with some form of a counterfeit and you need to get disciplined in this area so that it doesn't happen again, sign up for the 21-day discipline boot camp. You can just skip the 5-day challenge. We're going to be talking about some other stuff of how to get free from the wilderness. We're going to be talking about how to stop doing certain things, how to get disciplined in certain areas. We're going to talk about that in the 5-day challenge happening on next week. But the discipline boot camp, oh yeah, we starting that on May 16th because we don't have time to waste. We don't have no more time to waste, okay? We're at Gilgal. We getting strategy and instruction on what to do when we get in the promised land. The Lord literally walked me through Exodus and Joshua. And in Joshua 5, I believe, between the chapters of 4 and 5, God literally told Joshua, just as I parted the Red Sea with Moses, so I will part the Jordan River with you. So y'all ain't the only ones that's gonna get saved, okay? God isn't just looking at a particular person or a particular group of people to save. It's everybody, okay? It's everybody who wants to commit themselves to him. It's everybody who wants to get free. It's everybody who wants to come out of the world. It's everybody who doesn't want to be controlled by their flesh anymore. It's everybody who wants to get saved. So, look, I've been talking long enough. This was a long revelation, but it is what it is. I love you all, okay? If you want to sign up for either one, the 5-day free challenge next week, or if you want to just go ahead and skip and go to the discipline boot camp challenge, then go sign up and reserve your seat for that. I don't know how many people I'm going to be able to take in, but just go secure your spot, okay? Like I said earlier, if you want to watch the video that I did on TikTok around this subject, it's on my YouTube channel. So go to youtube.com and type in Drea KTV, DREAKAY. And look, that's all I have to say, man. Like, look, I just pray y'all get free. I'm praying for y'all strength, okay? I'm praying that y'all get free. I'm praying that this counterfeit leaves you, TF, alone. I'm sorry. I'm feeling some type of way. Like, no, we not going back to the wilderness. It's ugly over there. They ratchet over there. We not going back. I want to go to the promised land. I want to see what the Lord got for me. I ain't going back over there. It's dirty. But anyway, I hope that this episode was encouraging to you all. Like I said earlier, share this episode with a friend. Make them listen to this, okay? Even if they don't want to, like, make them listen to this, okay? Anyway, subscribe, do all of that stuff I've been telling y'all to do. I love y'all. Take care, and I will talk to you all in my next episode. Bye.